Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To 75 years ago. Full-scale invasion. Full-scale takeover of a country with 40 million people in it. One of the largest countries geographically in Europe. All hell has broken loose. Now, a lot of people have asked, how did I know in October, November, and December this was coming? And I told you how I knew then. The ice melts at the end of February, and the tanks would bog down. So if Russia was going to invade, they'd do it by the end of February. And major financial individuals I talked to at the highest levels said, get ready for war in February. Not just Russia, but also China. And I told you that so you could get ready. And a lot of people just marvel and say, how does he do it? He must be a secret agent. Or Jones must just make a lot of predictions and this one stuck. No, I said, for the last 4 months, 5 months, that it would come at the end of February. That's what I said. And the reason I point that out is, now I'm going to tell you what is also in the cards. And I think you already know what's in the cards if you're informed and educated. But for leftists and others out there that don't seem to get it, or for the Rolling Stone or CNN attacking us, because they're jealous, because they have to lie and we get to tell the truth, but they don't have the skills to actually predict the future because they're so disconnected from reality, putting out lies, they're basically smoking their own dope. The reason I point out that we've been so accurate on all these different issues is so people will listen to me on what I'm about to say today. Now, right before we went live, I dictated the headline for the show. It's not up yet, but it basically goes like this. World War III alert, or nuclear war alert, technically. The communist Chinese and the Russians and the CIA and all these groups call this World War IV. World War III already happened. The last Cold War was called World War III. This is World War IV. This is a different type of war. And it has the aspects of sanctions. It has the aspects of cyber attacks. It has the aspects of intensive propaganda and soft-kill bioweapon releases. And generally, the historians and the futurists and myself and others have projected that it would be opened up with a soft-kill weapon to bog down civilization and society, because it's not just two nations fighting with each other, or two superpowers fighting with each other, or two power blocks fighting with each other. It is the larger globalist system of transhumanists that have their endgame goal of collapsing society, and they're playing all sides off against each other. And the minute we realize that, the minute we can turn this around. So we're going to go to break. Some stations join us then. For some stations, the next segment is the start of the show. Some stations carry the first five. But I'm going to drill directly into what we're facing. It's very, very simple. Wars almost always tend to escalate when you got real powers fighting with each other. Proxy wars tend to turn into theater wars. Theater wars tend to turn into continental wars. Continental wars tend to turn into world wars, or larger planetary wars with multiple theaters wars taking place. And we're going to be laying it all out here today of how fast this could escalate. Stay with us with cyber attacks and sanctions.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast acting, amazing, clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alertness to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
Start a new world war, and we talked about Russia, China, the Middle East, and that's the song. The threat is real. What a crazy world, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are on this Friday, February 25th, 2022 transmission. I'm going to open the phones up again today around the end of this hour and try to go to as many of them as I can so I can get your take on the situation in the world. But let me just pull back right now and put the full show headline up on screen for TV viewers. I'll read it for radio listeners because there's really not words strong enough to describe how much danger every man, woman, and child on this planet is in. We are in a maximum alert, the threat of worldwide nuclear war, ladies and gentlemen. And let me explain why. Most big wars that get going start when two major powers or three major powers are using a proxy zone for their war. World War I started that way, World War II. And you get different powers that start pushing their borders and annexing areas. And you get this creeping testing of the other powers. And then all of a sudden the major move happens and the other side escalates back. Then the other sides escalate, and then it gets into a full war. So let's talk about what Sleepy Joe and the globalists are up to, what Vladimir Putin's up to, what Zelensky in Ukraine is up to, what Xi Jinping in communist China is up to, because all of this is interconnected. We have the usual suspects, Republican and Democratic senators, calling for more military aid to Ukraine. That's what got this going in the first place, is all the weapons being shipped in to the Russian border. Talk about poking the bear. It's like climbing in a grizzly bear den at the zoo and wondering why it eats you, or these crazy people that climb in with Bengal tigers or gorillas and wonder why they get their head ripped off. That's what happened here. Doesn't mean I back what Putin's doing. Doesn't mean I like it. It's terrible. And whatever happens now, it's on Putin. And this is historic. Make no mistake. But backed into a corner, you see what Russia did. And the last straw was Biden pulling out of Afghanistan in such a shoddy, horrible, evil way. That was blood in the water. And now China, obviously, is moving more troops and more of its equipment into those areas that they've built, the artificial islands they've constructed in and around Taiwan and the entire South China Sea. So here is the big escalation, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the big escalation. We've got all the talking heads saying that if there's any type of cyber attack anywhere outside of Ukraine in a NATO member, and that if so much as a stoplight goes out and can be blamed on the Russians, Senator Warner and others actually said that, that if they can blame a stoplight going out and that U.S. troops have a car wreck, that we have to invoke Article 5 and go to war with Russia and basically end the world as we know it. So there's that issue. Now, even if the U.S. government doesn't launch a cyber attack against Poland or against Hungary or against the Czech Republic or against Germany, any NATO member, you know hacker groups and you know different globalist groups are going to try to stir this up and accelerate this. They're that crazy. And there's private hacker groups that are totally insane as well. Agents of chaos. And so having the Ukrainian leader and the German leader and the British leader, the UK leader, the Canadian leader, all say, and Biden has said, if there's any cyber attacks against the U.S. or anybody else, that's an act of war. And we're going to go to war with you. Remember what Hillary said back when she was running for president 5 years ago, 6 years ago? She said, if there's a cyber attack, I will attack Russia with nuclear weapons. I've played the clips. You can type it in. Hillary Clinton threatens nuclear war with Russia if there's a cyber attack. If you think it's easy to stage a false flag, and I do think for once the State Department and others are being accurate. I mean, car bombs going off right as the Russians invade as the pretext. I mean, that's what militaries do when they invade. If you don't think the U.S. military doesn't do that, you're not living in the real world, okay? That's in military classified manuals. Usually you don't want to kill people if you're the good guys. You'll blow up a few tanks or blow up, you know, an embassy building or a barracks. And then that's your pretext. So it does look like some of those things did indeed happen. And see, it's okay to talk about false flags. It's okay to question false flags. It's okay to know that's something real throughout history and something that happens currently that governments, corporations, universities, and individuals do. Hell, I've seen at least 10 examples in the last couple of weeks of black people carrying out attacks against themselves to get attention and blame white people. And there's been cases of white women, you know, blooding themselves up and saying black men raped them. I mean, there are attention seekers all over the place that pull crap like that. And if it's going on down at the low level, the individual level, you know what's going on at the grand scale even more. So there's that. So how did Putin respond to the announcements that if one cyber attack happens, if somebody hacks into a red light and makes people have a wreck, we are going to invoke Article 5, which means we have to then have NATO go to war with Russia and Ukraine or for whatever country is attacked. To have that as the talking point for weeks, that Russia is now going to launch a cyber attack against the West, is preposterous, because that would then bring in Russia's enemies and have what Russia doesn't want to have, a war where it gets defeated with the West, a nuclear war. This is being done to look strong, to go in and to disarm Ukraine, because Russia for 20 years has let the West expand NATO 5 times. That's very clear. And Putin said 2 weeks ago and a week ago, he said, I'm not going to invade. Just say you're not going to invoke Article 5 and that you're not going to bring Ukraine into NATO. And they said, nope. And the State Department tweeted images of large U.S. transport aircraft delivering pallets of very destructive anti-aircraft and anti-tank weapons. So the West went and started a fight. It's got one now. But you got to pull back and ask, who are the real forces here that are going to consolidate power and get more control? And it is the globalist. And I've been making this point for months, but Zero Hedge, another excellent article, or was picked up from one of the other great sites out there, Alt Market, where they explain the globalists come out the winners in this crisis. And so I'm not on Russia's side. I'm not, quote, on Ukraine's side. I'm on America's side, common sense's side, and full spectrum analysis, understanding who the main players are. So when we come back, Putin upped the ante when they said, okay, any cyber attacks, we're going to attack you. Putin tells Biden imposing sanctions will be seen as an act of war. So Putin says that any sanctions are an act of war. That's coming up on the other side. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On the Alex Jones Show on this Friday edition. I'm going to cover the developments in Russia for this segment and the next. But then in the last segment of this hour, I really dropped the ball yesterday and did not cover the COVID news. And this isn't just about this news. It's just unbelievable. And we already knew this and had almost all the pieces of it, but now we have the last ones. That Moderna created COVID-19. And then they just reverse-engineered it in the lab to have a cover story. And they released it. And of course, Moderna was created by Bill Gates and others just for this event. But they're using this war and they're using the inflation and all the other problems to tell us, oh, the COVID restrictions are over. And then we just forget about how we've just been soft-killed for all the numbers, and governments from Europe to the UK to the US to Canada all announced last week, oh, we're going to make secret all the COVID numbers now because people are misusing it. Yeah, it shows the massive death. Just like Moderna and Pfizer and others went to courts and said, don't ever release any of our secret studies on this. And now they were forced to release some, and it's mass death. But they know the public has a short attention span. And so they want everyone to just now move on to Russia and what's happening there. That's coming up last segment of this hour. I mean, it's a huge stack. But COVID spike protein contained DNA sequences patented by Moderna 3 years before pandemic began, scientists discovered. And it hit quite a bit of newspapers the last 2 days, but got almost no coverage. Fresh lab leak fears a study finds genetic code in COVID spike protein linked to Moderna patent. And, of course, Bill Gates and Fauci and the rest of them. Major German insurance company finds what U.S. insurance companies found, at least a 40% increase in death in the vaccinated. Unbelievable information. Coming up today. And, of course, the end ends 25 months ago. Major Indian university that has a gene scanner, $2 billion machine. They scanned the damn thing, and they said, this is 100% man-made, P-shuttle gene attached, HIV spike protein put on it. We can see that this is synthetically made. They didn't just splice viruses. They freaking made it. It's nanotech. And we have the head of Moderna bragging about it. We have the head of Pfizer bragging just a few weeks ago. Remember we played the clip? Oh, it is quite good. It's so wonderful. We actually made whole thing in lab. We not need to gain a function. We have machine make whole thing. We make COVID-19. To treat you. Yeah. Is this so happen to match the one in the wild? These dudes all have like weird Transylvania accents. I mean, please save us, my God. You see, I said I'd get to it last segment of this hour, and now I started getting to it. It's just ridiculous. So, let me just calm down. Let me just start over. Well, we can now put the full show headline on screen, but I sure hope everybody shares. And that's Red Alert, Planet Earth on verge of massive nuclear war. Watch live. And, you know, maybe we should just add to that headline. Putin says any sanctions will be treated as an act of war and will be responded to with force. And you ask, why would Putin do such a thing? Because all the major Western leaders came out and said, if a red light, that's a quote of a U.S. senator, if a red light goes out and we think it's Putin, we're going to war. Sounds like a good plan. That sounds really restrained. That sounds really smart. These crazy-ass lawyers that run our country, like Senator Mark Warner, need to be put in rubber rooms. You're the people that shipped billions of dollars of weapons into Ukraine. You're the ones that kept poking Russia in the nose. And now look what you've done. Finally found somebody you couldn't push around. Just like Napoleon and just like Hitler, you dumb asses. And then you, Trump had a plan with the military and with private contractors for a fraction of the price, less than 10% of the $1 trillion cost every few years, over $150 billion a year. He had plans for $10 billion a year to stabilize Afghanistan and pull out of there. And instead, they just evacuated the military first. On purpose, folks, to fiasco all that, because globalists up top wanted to then lure China and lure Russia into these military actions. Which then if you play 20 moves ahead, you can see where all this is going. Yeah, I mean, you've got the U.S. sending 180 tons of weapons to Ukraine and more on the way. And now you've seen the response of that. I mean, can you imagine in the United States had Russian troops on its border, and if the Russians were giving the Mexicans $5 billion in anti-aircraft missiles and anti-tank missiles, what do you think the U.S. would do? The U.S. would, back when we had real presidents, within a week of it being discovered, the U.S. would be hitting it with airstrikes and attacking, just like in the Cuban Missile Crisis. And, of course, the Russians wouldn't dare do something like that because they know that would start a nuclear war. But the United States does, because they got a bunch of lawyers like Mark Warner running things that are anti-free speech, anti-God, and anti-family, and who think, because they stole America and all of our incredible intelligence and science, that they are incredible and they are exceptional. And what they are is exceptionally evil and stupid and living in their own damn bubbles, and they're going to get everybody killed, Warner! Then there won't be the young pages to pull your seat out for you and kiss your ass all day while you run around starting fights with everybody. All these men showing off to each other how tough they are because they're willing to start a war with our young men and women. And you better believe there's U.S. troops all over Ukraine right now. And I've talked to a lot of smart people. They think this will be over in the next day or two. And that Ukraine will capitulate. If they don't, then it becomes a real fiasco. But the tit for tat is now accelerating. Putin tells Biden imposing sanctions will be seen as an act of war as Biden prepares sanctions. And I love the quote by Obama today warning Biden that sanctions will cause a lot of pain and problems, but it's worth it. Even though it's going to cost the average American thousands of dollars in energy price increases. Says Obama, who has a $100 million Netflix deal last time I checked. Says Obama that got a, what was it, a $10 million, $20 million book deal? I mean, the guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He didn't earn any of it. He's just given it because he's a former president. He's got a giant mansion in Martha's Vineyard, a giant mansion in Hawaii on the beach. But you can handle a couple thousand dollars extra. Oh, no, you can't. Oh, sorry. Well, you'll just live on the side of the street. See how easy that is? These damn people are out of control, and they are menaces. Well, they're right back.
I've been on air more than 25 years.
And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
I knew when I got on air 28 years ago that if we exposed the globalist plan decades before, that when they actually launched their operation, we would have a very good chance of beating them. Because enough people would be aware of the plan, but also others would marvel at the fact that so many others had known what was coming. Everything I foresaw has taken place, except one thing. I never imagined that it would be me as one of the main leaders in the fight. I believe that there were going to be smarter men, better men, that people cared, and that all these bankers and politicians and lawyers just didn't know most of them, and that if I did the right thing and spoke up and raised the alarm, better men than I would come to my aid and that we could defeat them. And I guess that did happen. It just took a long time. And now you see a lot of amazing people standing up and fighting back and speaking out. But it's been the audience of this broadcast. I know you don't want the credit. You want freedom. You want a future. You want a relationship with God. I understand. But you need to let it sink in that those of you that have been listening 26, 27 years, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 6 months, or even a day, you get all the credit, because if it wasn't for you believing in InfoWars and supporting us and caring enough to tune in and then tell others about the broadcast, the world would be in a much, much worse position right now. They were going to continue on with the COVID tyranny unabated until you got informed and educated others and triggered the chain reaction of others waking up others who wake up others that wake up others that wake up others who wake up others. It's so important not to just tell somebody about this show or share a video with them or an article from somebody else that's informative. You got to explain, then you got to share it and tell them to share it and then tell them to share it. And it's that paying it forward that is power. And that's how we turn this around. So yeah, we're in a world of hurt. And things aren't going to be smooth here for a long time, but we can see the promised land off in the distance, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not a mirage. And we got to get there. It's like your boat sinks and you're 2 miles from land and you're not a very good swimmer. Well, you better swim or you're going to die. And on your way there, a jellyfish stings you. Well, you better just ignore the pain and keep going, or you're going to gulp water and go to the bottom and die. So, yeah, we're 2 miles offshore in waves and jellyfish. And guess what? You just better point your ass at the shore and start going for the shore. Because on our backs are our children and future generations. So stop being a bunch of wimps and stop caring what people think about you on the other side and just execute the information out there and don't stop. And we will win. We do not have a choice. Now, the globalists never stop. They never give up. And they're really pissed at Russia for not being fully under their control. And so they are pushing Russia into a fight. And I understand that Russia was surrounded, weapons were on its border, and that the globalist system was setting Russia up for war and defeat. But I think Putin made a major mistake going into Ukraine, and long term, the globalists are going to try to trigger a larger war. And I understand that it was, you know, one of the choices out of a list of bad choices, and maybe Putin will be borne out to have stabilized things with this, and that remains to be seen. But I'm here to tell you, as I said a couple days ago when this was really kicking off, I said, the West has put all these sanctions on Russia. Russia's putting sanctions on fertilizer and potash. That's only going to hurt poor people, and it's going to hurt Russians that sell it. And I think Putin should not put sanctions on the West when the West puts sanctions on them, because that's going to hurt Russians just as much as it hurts the outside. And the globalists don't care because they print all the money. And the average person having sanctions put on them won't know that it was even tit for tat. And so I think Putin's made his point going into Ukraine. If Russia continues to match the West now with what the West does to Russia, we're going to get into a full-scale war here. And maybe that's what we deserve. Maybe we deserve to all die because we've killed so many unborn children and we've got devil worship all over TV. But you know what? I'm a selfish person, and I like my children, and I just don't want a nuclear war right now. And everybody better get this through their head. We've lived in relative peace in this country while the rest of the world's been a hellhole in most areas, and war and starvation and famine. For so long, we just think we're insulated. Like, Americans are in a bubble. Most Americans don't even have a passport, never left the country. A third of the public's never left their state, on average. And the people in D.C. are in an even worse bubble of delusional BS. I mean, these people are arrogant scum. They were picked and brought in there because they're arrogant scum. And they've gotten defeat and war and death written all over them. These people are losers. We have cancer in our government. And we don't have any business going around to war with Russia with this kind of crap going on. But Biden says, oh my gosh, we're going to put sanctions on everything, on your energy and everything else. And now Putin says, well, that's an act of war. And then the UK bans a Russian airline. So now Moscow bans UK aircraft, period, from Russian airspace in retaliation for Aeroflot sanctions. And that's how it starts. Fertilizer one day, flights the next. And isn't it funny? What did COVID do? The excuse of COVID, the lockdowns, it cut off the growing of food. It cut off the infrastructure. It cut back the energy. It annihilated the fertilizer. It caused 40-plus million people to die, bigger than any war since World War II. And that's just a blip. That's not even discussed by the liberals and their mask and their lecturing and all of their controls. The enemy is the globalists. The enemy is Hollywood. The enemy is the left. The enemy is the disease of their grandstanding and their moralizing when they're the worst people this planet has ever seen and are envious and hyper-competitive to the point, not in a dominant alpha way, but where they're competitive, where they just burn your house down because they're jealous of it, instead of realizing that nice house makes your house that isn't as nice better in value. Because there's good competition that's about science and technology and working together and having real competition, which the left wants to get rid of that type of competition, and then have group competition because you're gay or you're straight or you're this or you're that, and now you've got to invade or destroy something or vandalize it because you're envious of it, because it's too beautiful, it's too powerful, it's too amazing. Instead of adopting things that are better and making yourself better, the left are at war with themselves and have such self-loathing and such deep disgust for themselves. They don't love themselves. They don't know themselves. That they project that onto all of us. See, I really like myself. I've got problems. I don't like those, but I really like myself. I really like my family. I really like my family history. I really like the stars and the trees. And I really like people that have happy families. And I don't envy people that have a gorgeous wife or dudes that are more handsome than me or any of that, because I understand that's all part of our shared wealth together. But you get around the average leftist, they are hateful, demonic sacks of filth that will never stop pushing and never stop attacking until they get control of absolutely everything and run it into the damn ground. And there are going to be people around the world that ain't going to put up with it. And you're seeing that right now with Russia. The left has successfully feminized America, broken our back, done all this crap. Didn't happen in Russia, even after 85 years of New World Order leftist rulership. And now we see the response of it, and it's a bad thing. And so we're hurtling towards a new war, an expanded crisis. I'm going to cover it more in the second hour. We got so much breaking. But I want to get into this huge COVID news that I mentioned earlier when we talked, because it is just absolute bioweapon confirmed treason against America and the world. It is just open and shut case. All these executives should be immediately arrested along with Bill Gates right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The number out now so people can call in. First-time callers, long-time callers, you agree, you disagree, we'll get you up and on the air. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And if you can get through from Europe, anywhere in the battle theater, we'll put you to the head of the line, 877-789-2539. Notice, as soon as the world woke up to COVID being made in a lab and that the vaccines aren't vaccines and don't protect you and make you sick, and as soon as there was demonstrations all over the world, suddenly they announced an end to all the restrictions. would be coming in a few months, but in most areas, they're actually not getting rid of the restrictions. They're just telling you they're going away. So you think you've won the fight. And then when you turn your back, they stick the knife in. And that's why even I have dropped the ball. How could you not drop the ball with this huge historical war taking place? It's so sad. And didn't cover the last 2 days of COVID news. It is, again, I don't just say this to say, oh, today's the biggest news. It just keeps more and more coming out. It's like you're reading an action-adventure novel and you're getting down to the last chapters and it just gets, you know, more intense and all the threads come together. Well, this isn't a novel. This isn't a science fiction dystopic novel. This is the real world. And I got it right here. I mean, really, we should like have emergency broadcast for 24 hours over this. I should be running around the streets, waving it around. But instead, it's just, oh, just something else on the show. So I want everybody to really have that burn into your brains, including Alex Jones, to point at myself. You need to make a bigger deal out of this, Jones. You need to point this out. What is your problem? Because this is a lot more dead people that have died in Ukraine. Or potentially could even die. This is biological war carried out by global corporations and the UN to bring in a biomedical worldwide tyranny so they can collapse the world economy and have a digital noose around all our necks. And control us for the rest of our miserable lives. So a lot of you tuned in are going to say, I've already read these articles. I've already heard this. I've already seen this. Because the Indians, they get the credit, majored their top university of biogenetics, got the virus, scanned 6 different samples of it, and said, this is completely man-made. All the parts of it were made in a lab. They're all cut together. They're synthetic. And they explained how it was synthetic. It was no debate. They're saying it's 1 out of 3 billion chances that just one part of COVID-19 could not be made in a lab. When you put all the pieces together, it's basically impossible. And that's why they're on TV suddenly going, oh, yeah, I'm the CEO of Pfizer. I'm the CEO of Moderna. We just want to come on Bloomberg or come on CNBC and just tell you that we didn't never need to do gain of function in that lab in China. We made it in the lab. And they didn't just make it later to test it. They did it in 2016, bigger than my hometown, Dallas. That ought to piss you off. I had friends die. My dad almost died. My mother says the sickest she's ever been. After a flu shot almost killed her 30 years ago. Watch mom taking flu shots because she was on the UT master swim team and they told him to. It almost killed her. Sure retired her out of competitive sports. So that's the world we live in here, ladies and gentlemen. These people have killed my friends. They almost killed Rob Dew. I'm pissed. You know, I don't particularly like Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine, even though it's in their interest, because that brings me closer to nuclear war and my family dying. But if I'm mad at Vladimir Putin, I'm 1,000 times more pissed at Fauci and Bill Gates, because they on purpose started this, cooked it up, released it, and it came out a year and a half ago in the documents, in the emails, remember? That in November and December of 2019, months before they announced the virus is out there, they go, okay, here's the sequences that we've isolated here of this virus, this COVID-19. Get the vaccine makers ready. And they sent back to the vaccine makers what they wanted them to make in their labs artificially with the code. And then they can print out the viruses. And they did it. And so the Indians get the virus a few months later and go, this is man-made. What the hell is this? And we have the documents where Daszak approached the Pentagon in 2017 and said, we got a simulant of the spike protein virus. It's a COVID-SARS virus that we can spray in the air in China. And the Pentagon said, you're going to start a war with China, you lunatic? Oh, no, no, it's tested on bats. It probably won't get any humans sick. So they can then frame and leverage the Pentagon. It's all about getting our governments to sign on to stuff, getting Trump to sign on, getting the military to sign on. So once it's out there, now Big Pharma can truly hold the government hostage. And you notice they didn't get that part of the plan done, but they did get over 100 governments. Brazil refused, the reason we have the documents, where they signed secret agreements with FEMA and other emergency groups in other countries to sign over the national parks and military bases to Pfizer if there was ever a problem from the experimental shot, which they knew would have a problem. And now as this all comes out over the next few years and the country goes bankrupt from it, when Pfizer gets in trouble, they get the land and the military bases. I mean, think of the megalomania. We're not going to follow those agreements. You're all going to go to prison. You're all going to get punished. Or we can let them continue to kill us and do all this and run us to the ringer. So here's the articles. COVID spike protein contains DNA sequences patented by Moderna 3 years before pandemic began. Over 3 years. Scientists discover the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein contains a DNA sequence identical to a genetic code patented by pharmaceutical company Moderna 3 years before the COVID pandemic emerged, according to researchers. A study published in Frontiers of Virology by prestigious scientists, we'll click on that for folks and show it to TV viewers, on Monday by an international team of researchers found that SARS-CoV-2 fervent cleavage, we reported on this 2 years ago, site, FCS contains a tiny bit of genetic code identical to a part of gene patented by Moderna in 2016. Did you hear what we just said? It's not just man-made. We have the freaking patent. And it's impossible for that to occur naturally. And we have every angle of it. February 4th, 2016. And I'm sorry, I said billion from memory. I apologize. The researchers claim that since there is a 1 in 3 trillion chance of Moderna's patented sequence randomly appearing through natural evolutions, that the China virus might have mutated during experiments on human cells in a lab. Gee, think so? And then we already have them months before it's announced it's out saying, okay, here's what we tell the vaccine makers. This is what they make. This spike protein, this thing they own the patent to, they get money from, that then grows in your body as a prion crystal. So even though you don't have the whole virus, you now have the prion crystal from the vaccine or from the natural occurring, and then it just keeps coming back forever. Unless you do mitigating things that can get rid of it, we know. Like glutathione, like lots of zinc, like lots of vitamin D3, ivermectin, not just when you're sick, but after. I mean, let me tell you, after I had Delta, I ain't ever been the same. My dad was like Frankenstein for 3 months. Like he had Alzheimer's. He's back now. But this isn't a freaking game, people. And it grows in your body, and they hit us with one hell of a bioweapon. And that's just one article out of the stack here. I got a whole stack of insurance companies admitting everybody's dying. They basically killed us. Now more insurance companies are confirming highest death rate since they've recorded from people taking the shot. I mean, they murdered us. They did it. They hit us with a bioweapon. And if you think they're stopped, if you think you're safe, you're not. Until they all go to prison and this all comes out, nobody on earth is safe. But instead, we're all talking about Putin and the Ukraine all day long. They'll be back with hour number two. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.